Hey, greetings, this is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, got a topic of discernment today. My article name, Three Freedoms Every Believer Must Have. You know, over the years, I have learned about three simple but very important biblical freedoms every believer must have, should know, and should embrace as they walk this earth and follow Christ. Many people just ignore the cold, hard truth about them, but I don't want you to be that person, okay, like I was for many years. I want to share these truths with you. These freedoms, they're rooted in God's Word, and if followed, the glorious thing is they will lead you to a complete spiritual, physical freedom, again, while you're walking this earth for God, because we need to be in the world but not of it. Amen? Let's get into these three freedoms. Okay, number one, the freedom in Christ. Of course, this is number one. This is the simply repenting and coming to know Him as Lord and Savior via faith and new life. That would be faith, repentance, new life, obedience, holiness, and enduring in that faith. This is done through the gospel, which I just gave you in those 5 points. You know, sadly, man-made religion can't get you there. You can't get you there going to church, can't get you there by just believing. It's faith, repentance, new life, obedience and holiness as fruit year of God, then, of course, enduring in that faith till the end, as Jesus said in Matthew 10, to prove that you really are of God, and then your reward comes, eternal life with the Father. You know, if you go to our don'tperish.com, click on the gospel, you could listen to it or read it. Jesus said this, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Hey, that's a glorious thing, isn't it? Yeah, that is. That's in John 8. Okay, freedom number two, freedom from debt. Now, this is a key for your earthly life, as if you're in debt, you will be controlled by the world and its ways, and your entire life will be affected. Now, indeed, we're out here on the mission field. We're in Texas, and there's a lot of road noise. So we took a mission trip south. Hopefully, you can hear this audio. I'm outside, and a lot of traffic going by. If you're in debt, you'll be controlled by the world and its ways. Your entire walk, you'll stumble, you'll be frustrated. All right, your walk with God and perhaps even your family's walk will suffer. So debt is going to be a real killer to your physical freedom on this earth. In Romans 13, the Apostle Paul said this: "Owe no man anything, but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." Now, you yourself have to take stock and decide how far you're going to take this. Many people will debate about whether I can have a mortgage and all that. Well, the Bible speaks clear on money matters, so you can read and study what the Bible speaks about. I found that freedom, and it's amazing. And what I found is having no mortgage, having no debt, is an amazing freedom. It's like being let out of jail, and it allows me and my wife to be available to serve God and be fully able always to serve God versus wrestling with the many cares of this world and material things and mortgages and running, working for companies and things like this. So this freedom is an awesome thing we want to teach people, freedom from debt. You would be amazed how simple you could live, strip down your flesh, strip down your life to basics, and then focus the rest on your serving God, understanding God's word, finding your ministry versus striving for the things of the world, caught up in a mortgage. When you get a mortgage, you are a slave for 30 years till you pay it off. You need to consider that. We need to be free to serve God. So number one, freedom in Christ. Make sure you're born again by the biblical gospel. Number two, freedom from debt. That is a glorious thing the Bible teaches. And our third freedom, freedom from the world's ways, from the culture, from the worldly companies, or a secular boss or slave master. You know, ask yourself this, who controls you on a daily basis? Well, if you're a Christian, of course, God controls you by His word and His ways and His spirit. You must walk in His ways or you're not of God. Well, in the book of James, it says this in chapter 1, verse 26. Pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father, is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Now, if you're in Christ and you're debt-free, here's how you can attain this third freedom, okay? Here's how you can do this. You must strive to not be encumbered by the things of the world that would stumble your walk and cause you to sin. Now, some companies, some jobs in the world won't cause you to sin. Some families that aren't believers may not cause you to sin. Some friendships of the world or cultural things you do in the world won't cause you to sin. But I have found in my walk, most all things that you do in this world are going to cause you to stumble, to sin, to be worldly, to compromise. Romans 12 says this, verse 2, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed in your minds by the renewing of your mind. Consider that. How do you be transformed for God? It's through that new birth. How do you be set free? It's from being debt free. And the third one, disconnect yourself from the ways of the world by following God's word. Don't be confined. Don't be held bound by what the people tell you should have, a job making big money, lots of material things, hanging around unbeliever friends or family that compromise you and corrupt you, being part of the culture, sports, worldliness, carnality, hobbies. If you are bound to an ungodly company or a boss or an unbelieving family member, carnal hobbies, pagan holidays, whatever it may be, you're not keeping yourself, remember, James 1, unspotted from the world. And it will confound, it'll vex you, like Lot's wife was vexed by Sodom and Gomorrah. And she looked back, she was tempted by it, and she turned, it cost her life. So don't settle for that, but strive hard to get over. Overcome those things and change those things in your life by the power of God and with His ability to help you. We serve a big God. And when you do that, you will find that your service, your walk, your worship of God, which is your daily living sacrifice, all of those things will begin to change. And again, we serve a big God. He's able. Now, some people that I've talked to, and this includes us, had to change their jobs. They had to change homes. They had to change where they live, perhaps. They started small businesses to be set free from a world company. If you live in America or many free places, there's much you can do to remove or be removed from worldly ways around you. Now, we can't hide from the world. We go into the world. We preach the gospel in the world, but we don't live of the world. We don't partake in the world. We don't let it control us. This is the big difference. And this is what I'm trying to stress with this freedom. I've never realized what a huge yoke I had in my life until I was under reporting to a worldly company, a worldly boss, and it was all because I made bad financial choices earlier in my life. Only when I was able to remove it all did I really feel fully free and able to serve God with my days, my dollars, and I quit making banks rich with mortgages and spending my many multi-hours in overtime making companies rich, doing things that were questionable, perhaps, ethically, as a salesman like I was. I repented all of that, and God opened doors to set me free, and I am free indeed. Free in Christ, free from the world, and free from debt. Only you can decide exactly where you are, how much faith you have or lack of it, how much debt you have or no debt, and if your job, your family, your cultural situation, where you live, does that encumber you? You need to ask those questions. But I'm asking you men, I'm aiming at the men because you lead your houses. Do you have these three freedoms today? Freedom in Christ, born again, debt free to control your own future, and free from worldly jobs, worldly companies, worldly friends and family, worldly culture, worldly hobbies. Now, if you say no, I'm asking you, what are you waiting for? All the trials of this life are not worth, or will end soon, and all the material things of this life will end one day. None of it is worth the reward that you will get in heaven when you hear, well done, good and faithful servant. If we repent and we trust in Christ today, and we serve Him in obedience, and we follow His way to freedom according to God's word, why would we wait? Why would we wait? What we should be doing is working hard and make those wise decisions today about those three areas to attain these freedoms, and it's all about His glory in the end. But it's an amazing thing. When you serve God, and you serve God for His glory, it's a benefit to you. It keeps you out of trouble. It keeps your family protected. It keeps your soul and your spirit protected. It keeps your finances protected. So you see, the Father, the Father's not trying to encumber your fun, take things from you. He's trying to protect you like a loving father does. So I hope this has been an encouragement to you, the three freedoms in Christ. Go to don'tperish.com, go to our Spirit Truth teaching blog, hundreds of articles, go to John 4:24 audio, you're listening to one here, hundreds of audios, go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog where you can learn about man-made religion that'll cause you to stumble. It's all over America on every corner. And contact us and let us know how we can help you. We have a biblical gospel, we have a 10-point test. We do three things. preach the biblical gospel. Most people don't have that. We hold you to the true New Testament life. Most people don't teach that. And we expose man-made religion at every point. Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, Lutherans, Catholics, Baptists, any flavor you can name that's been made by man, it's sinful because it's been made by man. Seek to obey and follow God's word and not the ways of men, and you'll be blessed and you will be free. All right, thanks for listening. Till next time, have a glorious day. This has been Jim at DontParish.com. May God be praised.